Welcome back inside the ACC. The Raptors with a 10-point lead, 43-33 over the Boston Celtics at the half. Wheeler and Watson with you. The Raptors did to the Celtics in that second quarter what the Celtics did to the Raptors in the fourth quarter on Saturday night.
Yep.
What do the Raptors need to do to not fall in that trap yet again?
Well, I mean, I don't expect the Celtics to give up 14 turnovers in the second half, but it's still the same defensive pressure. Kyle Lowry's the key. You see how he's out there, he's active. They're pressing defensively, but not over-pressing. The same momentum is needed here.
Defense into offense leads to good things happening. Let's hope for more of that in the second half. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton with your second half call. Gentlemen.
All right, Gareth, and the Raptors doing their thing, Sherm. They are top 10 in the NBA in forcing turnovers and scoring off those turnovers. Let's see if they can kind of keep that going in this third quarter. Boston has the ball. They move front court from right to left, attacking the Bay Street end of the ACC, looking at a 10-point deficit.
Got to bring that defense from the second quarter into the second half.
Horford steps in. Contested jumper, no good. They ran him off the line, and then JB jumped out to help. So the Raptors get a stop and bring it front court in the white uniforms from left to right. Valanciunas, Lowry, Anunoby out there with DeRozan and Ibaka. DeRozan kicks to Lowry, back to DeRozan, posted up on Rozier, backs him down, turnaround jumper, got a good look, couldn't knock it down. Here comes Rozier, front court, the Louisville kid drives into the lane, throws it up on Valanciunas, no good, rebound DeRozan. 1 minute in, third quarter, Raptors still leading 43-33, Anunoby, corner three, no good, rebound Rozier, high to take it away from Valanciunas. The pace quickens early in the third quarter. Ibaka with a block running down Rozier as Lowry had him engaged.
I like the fact that he kept it in bounds too, not swatting it out of bounds. Keep the possession alive.
Ibaka up top, drives on Rozier into the lane, lays it up and in. That's a strong take by Serge Ibaka.
Well, he did a good job. Rozier trying to guard him, got that left shoulder into him, knocked him flat. I was able to lay it in over Baines, who really can't test you above the rim. Good move by Serge defensively and bringing it to the offensive end.
Raptors underneath, and the ball out of bounds. They say it went off Toronto, and the Raptors saying, wow, that thing looked like it went off Boston. But the Celtics inbound near baseline left wing. Rozier, jumper, no good. Rebound Lowry on a run. One on three. Now he slows it down to wait for his charges. DeRozan up top. 45-33 Toronto. The pass from DeRozan deflected by Tatum. Out of bounds. It will stay with the Raptors.
Both teams struggling offensively to find consistent flow to start the third quarter. But if you're the Raptors, understand that on the defensive end is where you're going to make your mark against this Boston Celtics team, and that allows you to turn that into offensive output.
Valanciunas to Lowry, near side. Right wing, Lowry on the drive against Baines, gets to the baseline, kick it out. Up fake, Ibaka to Lowry, off balance, three, no good, rebound Baines. Here comes Jaylen Brown, and DeRozan just grabs him. Top of the key extended.
Good foul by DeMar DeRozan there, not allowing the Celtics to use their numbers advantage off that rebound to get an easy bucket to create any offensive confidence. Stop it dead in its tracks. Intentional foul.
Tatum up top against Anunoby. Works left, near side. Kicks it back to Horford. Jumper in the air, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. Boston shooting 31%, 13 of 42. At the end of the first quarter, they were 8 of 19. They are 5 of 23 since. DeRozan drives, kick it out top. Ibaka tees up a three, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas can't get it, but Anunoby underneath. Man, he goes up like a thermometer, straight up and down to jam it home.
Good activity by Jonas Valanciunas to keep that ball alive, and as you said, when OG got two hands on it, he exploded up at the rim to dunk it.
Well, they got the foul on Toronto underneath. Anunoby hanging on to the jersey of Jason Tatum, according to referee Dedrick Taylor. 9:03 to go, third quarter. Raptors up 47-33, their biggest lead of the game at 14.
OG Anunoby getting the challenge to defend Jason Tatum, who, as we saw in the last meeting, did a good job scoring the basketball with 24 points.
Rozier up top to Tatum into the lane on Valanciunas, backs him out. Now going to go to work on the dribble. Steps left, the jumper no good. JB was on that, Sherm. He knew the move. I don't know if he was reading the scouting report, but had a good challenge as Tatum missed the jumper.
Excellent defense by Jonas Valanciunas. And, you know, we talk about Jonas when he used to get taken out in late game situations because offenses would run it at him and try to put him in screen and rolls. He's done a great job of developing his game to the point where he's not a liability in those situations.
DeRozan in the lane, raises up on Rozier, misses an easy one. Valanciunas underneath, has it stripped, ball on the ground. JV can't squeeze it, out of bounds. It'll be Boston ball.
Good hustle by Jonas Valanciunas. And these are the possessions where you're having impact, but it's not showing up on the stat sheet. But he's got to continue to grind. That time, tipping the ball, getting a chance to put it up. He gets stripped, he gets on the floor, hustles after it. It goes out of bounds off of him. Again, hustle plays. Those are the plays that matter when it comes down to it.
Horford on the dribble. Front court for Boston in the green uniforms, moving right to left. Tatum, far side, drives on Anunoby. Into the lane, a cutting Horford floats it up and in. Raptors lost track of him on the weak side.
Both Serge and Jonas Valanciunas ball watching on that drive by Tatum. Horford does the right thing, cuts to the basket.
Lowry's pass for Valanciunas knocked away. Celtics cut the lead to 12. Morris drives into Valanciunas. The foul going to go on JV as Marcus Morris will go to the line for two free throws.
Jonas Valanciunas had great positioning there, but then Morris got to his body and that forced his arms to fall and create some contact. But Morris is a physical player.
He's
coming at you. He's trying to go through you. It's very rare that he's going to try and go around you. So if you're going to try and draw a charge, you're probably going to pay for it. That time, Jonas, he took the worst of that blow. And again, the physicality that Boston plays with, a guy like Marcus Morris will play with, is something that you have to contend with. And you have to be mentally strong to stay in that fight every possession.
Morris knocks down two. So the Celtics cut the lead to where it was at half at 10. 47-37, Toronto. Front court, DeRozan, far side, Lowry to Valanciunas, mid-post extended on Horford, turns, JV backs him down, into the lane, the running hook up, no good, Anunoby back to take the loose change and ram it in the machine, jam it down, young fella, 49-37 Toronto.
Good job, Anunoby not watching that shot, going after it on the miss, able to follow it up with a dunk.
Morris drives the lane, floats it up, no good, under duress from Valanciunas. Here come the Raptors. DeRozan on the run, into the lane on Ogele. Kick out to Lowry, repost DeRozan, reverse pivot, drives into the lane, shoulder shake, turnaround jumper off glass, no good. Valanciunas called on the offensive foul, clearing out Horford, trying to get the loose change on the rebound.
And that's the right call. Jonas Valanciunas with two hands into the back of Horford. Almost looked like he was going to get away with it.
Almost.
But the officials made the call. But if you're Dwayne Casey, you can't knock the effort of Jonas Valanciunas in this third quarter. He's been all over the glass. He's been physical. He's been on the floor. It's not a scoring thing. It's about the energy and effort that he's putting out there.
Rozier to Tatum, far side, right wing, left hand into the lane, lays it up and in. Man, that kid, he's not going to get a lot of talk for Rookie of the Year, sure, but he should.
Yes, he should. This kid is very smooth. He's got a lot of tools in that toolbox. And that time, driving at OG Anunoby and getting into his body and using his length to finish.
49-39, 6:46 to go, third quarter. Let's take a break. Toronto leads by 10, and from the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, 49-39. Toronto leads Boston, 6:46 to go. Third quarter, and we'll tell you to tune in to Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo. Weekdays from 11-1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Second quarter spurt Sherm has fueled the Raptors, and they are looking to ride this thing out and maybe, just maybe, salt away first place.
Well, what they have to do is continue to play against this Boston Celtics team. That team is resilient. They will not lay down. They will not quit. And if you're the Raptors, you should be very aware of that by now. Got to continue to execute. Got to continue to play that energized, active communication style defense that they're playing right now. I tell you what, from about middle of the second quarter till now, the Raptors defensively have been extremely active, and you can see the commitment and buy-in on that side of the floor.
So Toronto ball, they'll inbound far side, left wing Powell into the ball game, replacing Anunoby. Pirtle in, replacing Valanciunas. Ibaka, Lowry, and DeRozan still on the floor. Raptors in the white, moving left to right. Powell on Morris. Shot clock at 5. He's got to go. Pull up 3 by Norm. In and out. Rebound to Rozier. And Norm can't buy a bucket. Rozier, front court. Out there with Horford, Tatum, Morris, and Ogilvy. Celtics in the green, moving toward the Bay Street end, right to left. Rozier, 3, no good. Rebound, Powell. Kicks it to DeRozan up the right side, near wing in front of the Raptor bench. On Ogilvy. DeRozan, up fake, into the lane, shoulder shake, leans in, bounces off Ogilvy, gets it down, and he says, keep the meter running, I got a chance for one more.
Nice play by DeMar DeRozan, crossed over, got to his left hand, got into the middle of the paint. A little shoulder fake back to the left side, and Serge Ibaka battling in there with contact. DeMar able to finish over Ogilvy. And again, we talk about it. Kyle and DeMar have to score the basketball. As much as you love the defensive side, those two guys have to put points on the board.
5:54 to go. Third quarter. Raptors up 52-39. Make it 52-41. Al Horford knocks in a short corner jumper, far side, right wing, about 14 feet out.
How about that for a jab step, had Jakob Poeltl reverting to the paint as he knocked down that shot.
Lowry to Ibaka, on the elbow, far side, left wing, back to Lowry, gets a screen, Kyle works right, to DeRozan, near side, jumper in the air, good for 3, catch and shoot, knock it in the bottom of the well. Raptors' biggest lead of the game at 55-41.
Good job. Two-man game with Serge and Kyle. Had the defense sleeping. DeMar DeRozan does a good job of sliding up the three-point line to create a better passing angle.
Horford in the lane, fouled by Poeltl. And Horford on the drive, coming from near side to the middle, left to right. And Poeltl will take the foul.
Al Horford, after setting up Jakob Poeltl on the previous possession with that jab step and the jump shot, now Jakob Poeltl is a bit weary of that jump shot going down, wants to test that shot. What does the veteran do? He puts the ball on the floor and he attacks with his right hand from the near side into the paint and is able to get the contact and get to the free throw line. Just understands how to play the game, and using Jakob's inexperience against him, and you know, it's like a good jab.
Yeah.
Sets up a great overhand right. And that time you saw Al Horford set up the jab, which was that jump shot. The overhand right is going to the basket.
Makes 2 free throws, 55-43. Raptor lead still 12. We're 5 minutes from the expiration of the third quarter, and the Boston Celtics yet to have 50 points. It's because they're shooting 33% at 16 of 48. DeRozan into the lane, kick out. They find Powell near side, 3, no good, long rebound, Ogilvy.
Another good look for Norm Powell. Those shots have to start falling soon. Dwayne Casey giving him some minutes to see if he can spark it up a bit.
Tatum into the lane, the shot blocked by Poeltl. Here comes Powell, up the middle of the court, on the drive to the baseline. Tries to kick it up top, intercepted by Ogilvy. And again, DeRozan takes a foul at midcourt. I understand DeMar taking those, Sherm. It's only his second. He's taken 2 of them, but the turnover by Powell, really the first pass in the fast break by the Celtics.
Well, Norm Powell drove the baseline, really didn't have anywhere to go in that situation, and cardinal rules that you should not do. He leaves his feet and he has one hand on the ball. That's asking for trouble, and that time the Boston Celtics with active hands able to steal that pass. And again, Norm Powell, Dwayne Casey trying to say, we're going to need everybody in the playoffs. Trying to create some confidence in the young man, see if he can get some kind of positivity going into the playoffs, putting him out there and giving him chances to make plays.
55-45, Boston cuts it to 10. 4:20 to go, third quarter. DeRozan, top of the lane, jumper no good, rebound. Ogilvy comes down and gets it to Tatum. Now to Rozier, far side, right wing. Up top, Morris, catch and shoot, three, no good, rebound Powell. 4 minutes to go, third frame. Toronto with a 10-point lead. Lowry up the right side, near wing. To Poeltl in the lane. Lays it up and in. Man, looked like he was going to have that ball stripped. Instead, put both hands on it and laid it home.
Two hands for safety, and that time Jakob Poeltl did a good job. And we talk about how good his hands are collecting it in traffic.
Ibaka with the challenge or on the layup attempt, and then Morris crashing over the back of Poeltl. Loose ball foul on the Philadelphia kid, Marcus Morris. And it'll be Toronto basketball trying to get the lead to as large as it's been all night.
Good job by Serge Ibaka to help out on that drive by Rozier. And then Jakob Poeltl did a great job in terms of helping out his big man in the front court. Went after the shot. You as the other big man has to make sure you get into the paint, clear out bodies and get that rebound, forcing Marcus Morris to go over his back.
DeRozan to Lowry, three ball good, biggest lead of the game for Toronto. Lowry drops it in the bottom of the well. 60-45, Toronto by 15.
Good job by the Raptors there, and Kyle Lowry getting a good look from three, and the Raptors need to continue to make those shots.
Tatum to Morris, run off the line, pull up jumper. Man, it looks like Powell was right there. And a little bit too overzealous on the contest. He fouls Morris, send him to the line for two. Norm was right with him, Sherm. You and I both know when you raise up to shoot and you're a right-handed shooter and there's anything to the right of you in your vision that looks like it might challenge you, you start to see some ghosts.
And Norm Powell did a good job of that, really getting on Marcus Morris's right hand. And it's one of those plays where if you're Dwayne Casey, you love the effort, but you got to know when you've done your job.
Yes.
You got to know when you've contested, you've done all you can. Now it's about trusting the defense that if he misses, your teammates will get the rebound. And to me, Kyle knocks down a three. There's a little bit of a buzz in the building. You get a good look from three, you make it. Come down here. If you get a miss, you get to push it down and create some more offense and more flow. And this just kind of stunts it again.
Morris makes one of two. Raptors by 14, 60-46, 3:09 clock running, third quarter. Lowry on the dribble. Works against Kadeem Allen. Pull up three, no good. Rebound knocked away. Ogilvy has it. Outlet to Kadeem Allen. On the run against Lowry. Down low to Monroe. On Ibaka. Backs him in. Monroe turns the hook shot. No good. Ibaka all over it. The rebound to Lowry. Right up the middle of the court, and he's fouled by Tatum. Kyle on the push. Goes up the escape route into the first row of the stands, and the crowd appreciative of the Raptor efforts.
It all started defensively. Serge Ibaka with great one-on-one defense against Greg Monroe. Gets the miss. The Raptors are out to the races, and it's good to see Kyle go downhill, attack the basket, get to the free throw line.
Timeout on the floor. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Toronto 60, Boston 46 from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Three of 15 this quarter are the Boston Celtics, and the Raptors own a 14-point lead at 60-46. This is probably the bubble over Dwayne Casey's head saying, that's what I'm talking about. This is the way that we need to play this thing consistently to get back on track.
Well, it is, and you think about it, this is what Dwayne Casey probably envisioned when this new offensive system had been introduced. Yes, we're going to score the basketball. Yes, we're going to spread the floor. We're going to shoot more threes. All of these elements are part of what the Raptors want to do. But he did not want to lose the defensive presence that they had. He did not want to lose that part of their identity. And for the most part this season, they've been able to maintain that. But what we've seen over the last few games is the inability to get those stops that you need in crucial situations. You're not going to stop offensive teams. They shoot too many threes. They spread you out. It's the NBA. But you have to be able to get crucial stops, yes. Critical stops. Yeah. You've got to string together a few consecutive stops and allow your defense to give your offense a chance to breathe. Allow that pressure release from having to grind it out in half court or trying to figure things out in terms of getting to the free throw line. And I think the Raptors at this point in the season really have to be focused on that. They're not going to become defensive stoppers, but they've got to just continue to improve as the season winds down on the defensive end.
Well, and especially going into the playoffs, Sherm, because it's about scouting. It's about taking away tendencies. Your defense has to be at its best. Lowry makes one of two. 61-46, Raptors by 15. Biggest lead of the game. Kadeem Allen, far side. Ogilvy down the baseline to Morris. Up fake, leans in. The shot, no good. Challenged by Poeltl. Knocked away. Here comes Toronto. Right, Lowry, Siakam on the floor with DeRozan and Poeltl. Siakam into the lane. Kick out to DeRozan, near side, right wing. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Toronto holding on to the orange and its biggest lead of the game. DeRozan on the bounce, drives, off balance, runner good. Toronto by 17, 63-46.
DeMar DeRozan squares off with Greg Monroe, able to beat him off the dribble. Monroe goes for the left-handed layup. DeMar pulls it back with the right and is able to make the bucket.
DeLon Wright with a deflection and a steal. Toronto bringing it front court. DeRozan underneath to Poeltl and the foul on Kadeem Allen. Great recognition by DeMar as he found the mismatch with a bigger Poeltl down there on a smaller Kadeem Allen.
And how about the defense again? DeLon Wright active on the ball is able to create a deflection which creates a turnover which leads to DeMar pushing the ball. Jakob Poeltl gets to the front of the rim. And as you said, DeMar DeRozan recognizing the mismatch that Jakob Poeltl had, headmans that basketball and creates a foul situation. But it's built off the deep.
A year ago, Sherm, DeMar's not looking for that.
I don't even know if he sees that.
Okay, there you go. DeLon Wright, far side, left wing in the corner. Ball knocked out of bounds. 93 seconds to go, third quarter. Toronto 63, Boston 46.
And that's a great point. DeMar's vision and his ability to read what defenses are doing has grown in leaps and bounds this season.
DeRozan, top of the lane to Van Vliet. Three ball, far side, good. Down the bottom of the well. Another example of DeMar. What a pass on time, on target. Toronto up 66-46. 20-point lead for the Raptors.
Good job by Fred VanVleet sliding up that three-point line to help out.
Morris finds a lane, drives right side, far wing, and jams it down. Had 1 minute to go, third quarter.
Had a full head of steam. Pascal's legs get caught up, unable to get in front.
Siakam went to the hole with some juice and was fouled. So Pascal will go to the line for two. His playmaking, his ball handling, so markedly improved. And the Raptors hope to take advantage and get two free throws down here from the New Mexico State Aggie.
Well, the Raptors extended their defense on the last possession, and Pascal Siakam picked up Marcus Morris full court, and there was supposed to be a rub screen at half court, and Pascal Siakam just gets nicked a little bit, trips up ever so slightly, and Marcus Morris gets a full head of steam to dunk it. But what does Pascal do? He comes back down the other end, gets a pass from Fred VanVleet, and goes to attack the rim and gets on the free throw line. That's a great response from a young player.
67-48. Raptors by 19. Jaylen Brown into the lane. Kick to Allen. Swing it up top. Long three ball, no good. Rebound underneath Monroe. As Xavier Silas is in the ball game, and they've got the foul on DeRozan underneath Brad Stevens not afraid to try anybody that might give him a spark, huh?
Hey, Dwayne Casey, same kind of built in the same mold. You're going to help him win? He's going to give you a chance. You look at what he's done with Norm Powell in this game. Giving him some minutes to see what he can get out of him. If it doesn't work, you go to the next guy. But both coaches use their bench, and especially the Boston Celtics, who are a bit depleted right now, they've got to use multiple guys that might not see a lot of minutes down the road.
Free throws go down from Greg Monroe. 67-50. Raptors by 17. Third quarter winding down. 42 seconds to play. DeRozan standing on the logo. Bottom of the center circle front court. Works right near side. Stutter dribble. Pull up. Jumper. No good. A bad miss from DeMar. Here comes Marcus Morris. Morris on the drive. They leave him. He pulls up for three and knocks it down. And all of a sudden, the lead is down to 14 as Boston's put together a 6-0 run.
Sign of a good team, how you end quarters. End of the half, Boston made a little push. Right now, end of the third, making another push.
DeLon Wright, Raptors moving right to left. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. DeLon drives left side into the lane, misses the layup. Monroe, quick hit ahead, Kadeem Allen to Silas, can't get the shot off. So the Raptors will take a 14-point lead to the fourth quarter.
Again, the Raptors holding the Celtics to 32% from the floor right now. The defense has answered the call. Now it's about closing time. Can you execute down the stretch? We saw them falter the last time against the Boston Celtics. Can they make it up tonight?
One lap of the track to go. Toronto leading 67-53 from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.
Right now, for only $189 every 2 weeks, you can lease a 2018 Ford F-150, the truck that every other truck wants to be. F-150 is the first pickup ever made with military-grade aluminum alloy, improving payload, towing, and fuel efficiency. Lease an XLT Super Crew 4x4 2.7-liter with trailer tow package for 36 months at 0.49% APR with $3,460 down. Plus, get $1,500 in no-charge accessories. Visit findyourford.ca or your local Ford store for details.
Good evening, I'm Andy McNamara with a TSN 1050 SportsCenter update for Highland Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. 50 years of top-notch customer service from people you know and trust on Yonge Street in Aurora. After three, the Raptors dominating the Celtics 67-53. Fourth quarter coming up next. Blue Jays trailing the White Sox 4-3 in the ninth inning, trying for their fifth straight win. Aaron Sanchez started for Toronto, pitching six on seven strikeouts and allowed three earned runs. The Masters tees off tomorrow morning at Augusta. Phil Mickelson believes this could be an event for the ages and not just because of Tiger Woods.
I think there's a lot of players, a lot of the top quality players, young and old, are playing some of their best golf. And I think that's going to lead to one of the most exciting Masters in years.
Around the NHL, Ottawa up on the Sabres 3-2 and Blues ahead of the Blackhawks also 3-2. Now, back to Celtics versus Raptors on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
Join Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog for Overdrive every weekday, 4 to 7 p.m. on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Raptors up, fourth quarter time, 67-53. We head to the last lap of the track, and Sherm, Raptors really look more like themselves tonight from a defensive standpoint.
No question about it, and you like that look in terms of the consistency that they've shown on the defensive end. It hasn't been the type of spurts and then the misses. It's been the fact that since about the middle of the second quarter through the third quarter, they've been very good with consistency on the defensive end, and to me that's most impressive. And we can talk about the great looks they're getting, but it's all emanating from the defensive side of the basketball. And they've got to be able to maintain and sustain that level of intensity on that side of the floor if they want to close this game out. It was an interesting third quarter in terms of both teams really didn't turn the basketball over. So it was about getting into your stance, getting after it, getting on the glass, and seeing who could get an advantage in a situation where both teams weren't going to give the other team much more opportunities.
Last lap of the track. Here we go. Toronto will have the ball coming front court from left to right. Van Vliet, DeLon Wright, Siakam, Miles, and Poeltl, the entire Raptor bench on the floor. Silas, Allen, Monroe, Morris, and Jaylen Brown for the green-clad Celtics. Van Vliet in the lane, throws it up, no good. Rebound knocked out to DeLon Wright. Possession continues.
Good job by Jakob Poeltl. Couldn't get two hands on it, just able to knock it out to the three-point line.
Jakob Poeltl with an illegal screen. You're taught in grade school, when you're setting a screen, come to the jump stop. Jakob running up a guy's back.
Ed, you're going to get nailed for that every single time, sure.
Well, you are, and you've got to be conscious. Again, another opportunity offensively that gets thwarted because you fouled them. You let them off the hook.
Monroe drives far near side, left wing. Gets caught on the baseline but pushes his way into the middle of the lane with his left hand furthest from the defender, and he's fouled by Poeltl.
That's just some bully ball.
Yeah,
I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. I'm not going to make a move. I'm just going to crab dribble and put my right shoulder into the middle of your chest and back you down until I get close enough to get that shot off, or you're going to foul me. And that's what Monroe did right there to Jakob Poeltl. And these are the lessons, the life lessons, and I use air quotes here, that young players have to get in the NBA. You know, you're going to be outmatched physically on quite a few nights in this league when you're young. And Jakob Poeltl's got to figure out ways until his body develops and the strength is there to deal with those bigger, more heavy, veteran bodies that he has to match up against.
67-55, lead is 12. DeLon Wright into the lane, throws it up and in. Man, the wrong foot runner from DeLon. Toronto up 14, 69-55. Jaylen Brown into the lane. Monroe spins, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Poeltl fighting him for it, and it's off Poeltl. It'll be Boston ball. Man, it is not for the faint of heart down there right now.
It's physical down there, and it's physical because Greg Monroe feels like he can just beat up the front court of the Raptors because he's stronger and bigger than them.
Monroe, near block, left side, into the lane, spins, finds Morris, knocked away by Toronto. Here comes Miles to Siakam, near side, right wing. Siakam goes airborne, finds Miles. They swing it far side. DeLon Wright on the dribble into the lane, floats it up to Poeltl. The catch, the layup, score it. What a catch by Jakob Poeltl.
How about those hands, Jonesy?
Wow.
The ball's floated up. It's a 50-50 ball, and he's able to snatch it out the air and finish that play.
Jaylen Brown drives down the far side, right wing. Explosive move by Brown. Gets to the cup, lays it in. And one for the Cal Golden Bear.
Man, did he turn the jets on there and exploded, as you said, and got to the basket and had the right type of English on it to spin it off the glass, and it sat softly on the rim until it dropped. But Jaylen Brown, this kid is a very good athlete.
Yeah.
And when you see plays like that, you realize that his quickness and his explosion as he develops in this league is going to be something to deal with.
Well, he misses the free throw. Boston gets the rebound. And then they get fouled. Monroe fouled down low. So the Celtics have this thing at 14, and they've got a couple more free throws. And we'll tell you, you can win a pair of tickets to the 2018 BioSteel All-Canadian game this Monday, April 9th. We'll be giving away a pair each game this week, tonight included. Listen to post-game for your cue to call.
And we don't see, or we haven't seen, in this second half and in half of that second quarter where the Raptors were giving up multiple offensive rebounds to the Boston Celtics. That time off a missed free throw, then a missed shot, two rebounds. You've got to be better than that and sound defensively. Don't give them second chance opportunities.
71-59, Celtics not going away. 9:55, fourth quarter, Miles, three ball right on line, no good. Poeltl wrestles the rebound away from the Celtics and lays it back up and in.
Again, another what looked like a 50-50 ball that Jakob Poeltl got his hands on and made sure that he made a play.
Morris floats it up, no good, but they got Siakam after the up fake. And Dwayne Casey looking like one of the old-time temptations, wheeling his fist right in front of his chin.
And he ain't doing no dance steps, folks. He wants a walk.
The footwork wasn't good on Dwayne Casey, but you're right. He was rolling them hands saying that.
Dwayne had the pivot foot down.
He did. He did. Saying that Morris traveled as he pump faked Pascal Siakam, got him in the air, and Pascal trying to go by him. Morris went into him and got some contact, and Dwayne Casey is saying that the pivot foot was moved on that play to initiate contact. Not going to get that ball back, but you understand that Pascal Siakam has to be better defensively, has to stay down, use his length and contest that shot, but you can't leave your feet. These guys are too good at creating contact and getting free throws.
9:35 to go in the game. 73-61, Celtics hanging around. It's Raptors by 12. Van Vliet on the drive. Now backs out between the rings. Way out near center. Got Morris on him. To DeLon Wright. Back to Van Vliet. Going to work on Morris. Drives him. Lays it up and in. Fred Van Vliet skates by Marcus Morris. Lays it home. Toronto up 75-61.
Didn't collect that ball with his right hand. Kept it in his left hand the whole time to keep it away from the defender. Finishes off the glass.
Monroe against Nogueira. To Xavier Silas. Drives. Kicks it near side. Kadeem Allen. Three. No good. Rebound Siakam. Under 9 minutes to go in the game. Toronto by 14. Van Vliet near side. Right wing on Silas. Gets a screen. Oh, crosses him over. Gets to the hoop and is fouled on the floor. Man, Fred shifting left and right. Von Morrison be proud of that one. Bounce, rock, skate, roll. Man, Fred had it going.
No question, but I don't know why the foul is called out on the side. He's in the paint. He's gotten fouled. I'm not sure what else he was going to do but try to go up to shoot the basketball. So unfortunate that he doesn't get two free throws, but the question is, what is he going to do in there once he's collected, once he's put the ball down, gone down by defenders, he's going to shoot the ball.
Van Vliet shooting that one. Three ball, good, in the bottom of the well, far side. Fred off the bench with 12. Raptors lead it 78-61, meeting Boston's challenge right now.
Nice pin screen on the weak side to free up Fred Van Vliet, and DeLon Wright with a good pass over the top.
Morris up top. Nogueira cuts him off. Now Miles gruts back to him. Down low, Monroe on Nogueira. Over the shoulder, the pass into the near corner. Horford, three, good. I thought that pass was for someone else, and it sailed into the mitts of Horford.
Good look by Greg Monroe. Not on the line, but the ball got there, and the veteran Al Horford able to knock down that shot.
78-64. Raptors by 14, and they turn it over as DeLon Wright can't get it to Pascal Siakam. 7:53 to go in the ball game. Here come the Celtics, trailing by 14.
And you got to be very careful.
Just close enough to make you uncomfortable.
Absolutely,
huh?
And the Celtics, when they know they can get stops, their offense becomes that much more difficult to contend with.
Monroe drives, jams it down, beats Nogueira at the top of the lane, and Lucas turns and says, hey, ain't you guys supposed to help me?
Well, you let him get to his strong hand, which is his left hand. So if you're Lucas, you got to be better than that defensively and make sure you don't allow a guy to get to the basket or at least get to his strong hand to attack you. Having said that, the help side has to build in and help out a little bit.
7:31 to go in the ballgame. Raptors 78, Boston 66. Timeout on the floor. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Fourth quarter, top of the stretch. We'll tell you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog, Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050, every day at 5 p.m. TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. Raptors up 78-66, and Sherm, they're trying to ride this one home and maybe clinch first place.
Well, riding it home is one thing, but you've got to execute, you've got to play hard, you've got to finish strong against this team, and it would be great. I mean, we're talking about the Raptors potentially clinching first place in the East. That's not something you just sneeze at. That's pretty impressive for this team, and when you project back to the beginning of the season, preseason picks, I'm not sure anybody had the Raptors in this spot.
No.
I know I didn't, and it's interesting to see how they've built, they've bought in, they've been able to get great production from their bench, which probably has been the biggest surprise of this season. And they're in the first place spot right now, and this is an impressive achievement if they're able to do that. Plus, the goal of setting a new franchise high for regular season wins as well this season.
Well, they'll tie it with a win tonight. They're 7:25 away. Fourth quarter, Raptors working left to right. Miles, far side, drives on Jaylen Brown. Pull up, elbow jumper short. Rebound out of bounds to Boston. CJ comes up gimpy as he and Brown collided.
It's one of those things. A guy goes down and you're going up for a jump shot. You're concerned about your ankles and landing, and you could see CJ was distracted by Brown laying on the ground underneath him.
Allen into the lane. Kadeem Allen. Kick out to Horford. Now near side to Morris. Guarded by Miles. Morris down to the baseline. Raises up the jumper. No good. Rebound Nogueira. Lucas is given great minutes. Here comes DeLon Wright. Wright, Miles, Van Vliet, Nogueira, and Ibaka for Toronto. Van Vliet, far side, gets it to Miles. Back to Van Vliet, shot clock at 10. 6:40 to go in the game. Van Vliet on Horford. Step back three, good! Down the bottom of the well for Fred Van Vliet. Toronto up 81-66. Fred with 15.
How about that little dribble behind the back, a little stutter step back and knocks down the three, catches out Horford off guard.
Jaylen Brown in the lane. Right down Main Street, and they threw it against the head of DeLon Wright. 81-68 Toronto. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Van Vliet open again, three in the air, no good. Shermie seemed to measure that one a little. He was wide open.
Yeah, you could see it, and again, probably surprised that he was so wide open, unable to knock that shot down.
Jaylen Brown drives, exposes the ball. DeLon Wright wraps him up. We've got a jump ball.
Good job by DeLon Wright. Again, his defense stepping up, and Dwayne Casey opting to go with the 3 point guards as Kyle Lowry checks into the game for CJ Miles. Well, lots of ball handling, wants shooting on the floor, but he's got some size with Serge Ibaka and Lucas Nogueira out there as well.
So they'll jump it up, and Lowry steals the tip on the run. Kyle lays it up and in.
Did a good job in transition of making sure that he threw Terry Rozier's steps off to try and block that shot. Slowed down just enough, forced Rozier to go by him. He's able to lay it in.
Rozier into the lane. Kick to Horford. Drive, jump, hook, no good. Yes, it is. It went too far, wow. But it hit the glass and went down. When he shot that one, I don't know if he called glass, but he got the deuce.
He did not call glass.
83-70 Toronto. 5:15 to go in the game. Van Vliet, great pass to Ibaka for the jam. Right down Main Street. Fred Van Vliet feeding them all.
Fred Van Vliet with a little shake gets across that screen and drops that bounce pass off the surgeon. Brad Stevens can't be happy with that defense on the pick and roll.
85-70 Toronto. Morris underneath, gets Lowry in a mismatch, lays it in, and a foul. Sherm, you got to pressure the ball or help him. You can't leave Lowry down there on a guy that size.
Well, you're right. And also, when that ball goes in there, Morris had to pump fake, and that should give shot blockers like Lucas Nogueira and Serge Ibaka time to get down there to clean it up. But it's one thing to play the three-point guards. It's another thing to have to contend with it defensively.
Yeah.
When you know there's going to be a mismatch, you've got to be prepared to help out and be help present early for the guards.
85-73. Morris completes the old-time three-point play. Here comes Toronto. DeLon Wright. Celtics playing a little 2-3 zone, trying to switch it up. Ibaka up top to Lowry. Into the lane to Ibaka. Great pass to Nogueira for the jam. Oh, the Raptors shred the zone with great interior passing.
Great job by Serge Ibaka. Tight quarters, able to shuffle that pass to Lucas Nogueira. Last game, that 2-3 zone really hurt the Raptors in the fourth quarter. Good job figuring it out on the fly.
Morris, offensive foul, trying to back in on Lowry. Got the left elbow up under the chin. 87-73 Toronto.
4:19 to go in the game. Raptors coming front court left to right with that 14-point lead and the orange.
On the block, advantage Marcus Morris. Above the free throw line, advantage Kyle Lowry. And Kyle did a good job getting underneath him. And Morris trying to clear space on the back down, used that free arm and it caught Kyle in the chin.
Celtics still in the zone. Van Vliet drives baseline near side to Nogueira for the jam. Raptors up 16-89-73. What a pass again. The Raptors shredding that zone with penetration and passing.
Good job. How do you beat a zone? Pass or the dribble? And the Raptors right now doing both.
Horford three, no good. Rebound DeLon Wright. Raptors pushing. Wright on the run to Ibaka. Surge into the lane. Stripped by Rozier, but it goes off Rozier, out of bounds. Toronto ball.
That time Surge trying to overpower Rozier and did a pretty good job, but his steps were too far from the basket and bringing that ball down. Rozier able to knock that out of his hands. But how about the presence and the Raptors figuring out that 2-3 zone and punishing it unlike the last game?
3:35 to go. Down the stretch we come. Raptors 89, Celtics 73. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Well, here's one for you with the Raptors leading 89-73 and 3:35 to go in the ball game. If the Celtics are under 90, the Raptors right now are 73-4 since 2013-14 when they hold teams under 90 points in the regular season. When they hold teams under 40%, Boston's at 35-3. Since 13-14, the Raptors are 58-5, so Boston better get crack-a-lackin' if they're going to do something because they're on the wrong side of the numbers right now.
So let me get this right. If you hold a team to a low field goal percentage, your chances of winning increase significantly.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
All right. This year, and we're not talking about robbing the bank in terms of field goal percentage. When the Raptors hold teams under 45, Sherm, which in this day and age in the NBA is difficult. Raptors have teams at 45 right now, and they're eighth. So you're talking like kind of maybe upper to middle of the pack. The Raptors are 31-6.
That's impressive. And again, with the volume of threes,
yes,
the field goal percentage doesn't have to be as high anymore.
Rozier knocks it away from Van Vliet, trips him inadvertently, and the Raptors turn it over. Boston gets a bucket, 89-75.
Boston is not going anywhere.
No. 3:15 to go. DeLon Wright up top. Celtics extending the defense. And the foul goes on Jaylen Brown. Lucas Nogueira setting a good hard screen to free up DeLon Wright. Got to be strong with the ball right now, Sherm.
I was just going to say that, Jonesy. The Celtics are trying to ramp up the physicality on the defensive end. You've got to execute and play through the resistance.
Van Vliet near side to Nogueira. Shot clock at 2. Van Vliet gets up a 3. No good. Rebound to Rozier. Here comes Boston trying to cut into the 14-point lead. 2:50 to go in the game. Rozier out high with a left-hand dribble. Celtics working right to left. Horford near side. 3 in the air. No good. Rebound. DeLon Wright knocked away. Gets it back. On the run. Brings it front court. Oh, what a pass to Ibaka for the jam. Surge running the floor. And DeLon looked into the stands to distract the D. And Surge jammed it down.
Well, he had Kyle Lowry on the far side on the three-point line. And the defender had to make a decision. And DeLon Wright, as you said, looked off Surge cutting to the basket and is able to find him in stride.
Timeout. Brad Stevens will keep it here. 2:25 to go in the ball game. It's a short timeout and the Raptors lead by 16, Sherm.
Doing a much better job in terms of, I mean, when we're talking about the Boston Celtics, you have to understand crunch time, how good you have to be executing. First possession out of the timeout, they turn it over. next possession, they take a really contested three-point shot out of desperation on the shot clock. But what did they do the next possession? They get the miss, push the ball in transition, and they're able to score a wide open layup for Serge Ibaka. You need to keep that type of mentality. And again, every pass is going to be contested. Every cut, every screen. You're going to have to fight through all of that on the offensive end because Boston is going to press up. And if you're handling the basketball, be strong with it.
Well, the Celtics, and it looks like Brad Stevens is
raising the white flag.
Yeah, sending the white flag up the pole.
Okay, so forget everything I just said. Just run the clock out.
Jabari Bird, Gershon Yabusele, Kadeem Allen, Xavier Silas out there with Abdel Nader. That's the five on the floor for the Green. Raptors with Ibaka, Nogueira, Van Vliet, Lowry, and Wright. And Toronto takes the foul.
And Kyle Lowry and Lucas Nogueira discussing it, and Kyle saying, why bother? You got the size advantage. See if he can score over you. And Lucas saying, I didn't touch him. And Kyle saying, well, the refs blew the whistle. So that means something happened, and now you're putting him on the free throw line. Just saying, you got to be smart, understand what your advantage is, and don't let guys off the hook.
Yabusele knocks down two.
It's a thick young man.
That is a thick French brother. No question about that. No question. Gershon Yabusele, drafted by the Celtics, 16th overall. 6'8", 260. Long jumper by Ibaka. Good for three. Down the bottom of the well for Ibaka. Raptors knock down 10 threes. A formula for a win.
How about DeLon Wright with 8 assists in this game? Good job finding his teammates.
Silas misses the three. Rebound put back by Allen. No good. The Raptors, though, turn it over. Silas jumper no good. Van Vliet grabs the rebound. Minute 40 to go. 94-77 Toronto. And they're looking down the barrel of win number 56 and tying a franchise high. Wright to Nogueira. Comes down with it, tried to put it up as he was floating to the hoop and couldn't get it down. Minute 15 to go. Silas, Yabusele, long jumper no good. Rebound Ibaka. Here comes DeLon Wright. We approach 1 minute to go in the ball game. Raptor fans on their feet. They smell a win. DeLon Wright backs off Jabari Bird and misses the jumper. That would have been on the highlights for sure.
Oh, he wanted that to go down. A great move in.
Nogueira in the passing lane knocks it away. Now he's got to hustle back. Abdel Nader three blocked by DeLon Wright. Van Vliet has it, and the Raptors are going to put this one in the refrigerator.
This was a great team win by the Raptors. Second night of a back-to-back, you're playing a team that is in the same situation as you. You're able to come out and play 2.5 quarters of some very good defense.
DeLon Wright drives, puts it up, no good. Ibaka with the stick back, 96-77. Abdel Nader far side, the Raptors going to win this. Yabusele drives, Ibaka fouls him. And the Frenchman will go back to the line for two.
And again, we're talking about a team that's trying to secure that first spot in the Eastern Conference, playing against a team that's right behind you. You lose a game last night. Fortunately, the Boston Celtics lose to the Bucks as well, so they don't gain any ground. And now you're going to go up a full game additional to what you're up right now. So it's a good situation for the Raptors. It's a good win for the Raptors. We thought this stretch of games were going to be difficult. You lose the first two, you get this one. Feels a lot better.
Well, the Raptors will be three up on the Celtics with four to play. Two more home games left for the Raptors. Best home record was 32-9. They get their 32nd win in about 16 seconds. Yabusele knocks it down. Raptors will dribble it into the front court and run out the clock. Pascal Siakam on the handle. Dwayne Casey and Brad Stevens with arms around each other, exchanging pleasantries at midcourt. It's over. The Raptors tie a franchise record for wins in a season. The 56th victory is at the hands of the Celtics. Toronto 96, Boston 78.
The defense was huge in this game. The Raptors hold the Celtics to 33% from the floor. And I tell you what, from the second half of the second quarter through the rest of the game, I thought their defensive focus was on par to what Dwayne Casey would want.
The Raptors did a terrific job in this win. 96-77, Toronto, or 96-78, Toronto with a big win. And we are going to be joined by a man who came off the bench and did a terrific job, DeLon Wright. Once he gets the headset on, we'll ask him how aware he was of what's going on. DeLon Wright with 8 points, nine rebounds, eight assists. Somebody needed to tell you, we had you on triple double watch, young brother.
Oh, I knew. I just didn't work in my favor.
What does this win mean, DeLon, coming back, bouncing back after the last two losses?
I mean, it's a big win, just because they're close to us in the standings, and you know, we kind of got some distance between us, the two of us.
And DeLon Wright, when you talk about the stretch of this season, at this point, you know, a couple of tough losses, one to these same Boston Celtics, and you guys figure out a way how to get it done. And it seemed like the defense was an area that you guys really stepped up from the midway point of the second quarter.
Yeah, we just, you know, stepped our defense up. We relied on each other to help each other, and you know, we just tried to make some tough shots.
DeLon, great bounce back. You guys have a couple of records in sight. Road wins and a new franchise high for wins. How much you guys talk about that, or is it just next game up?
Next game, we just want to get a win. We're not really worried about the franchise record or anything. We just want to keep winning and keep the number one seeding.
All right, DeLon, great job.
Good job.
We'll see you Friday night against the Pacers.
Thank you, appreciate it.
DeLon Wright with a solid game off the bench. 8 points, nine rebounds, eight assists. The young man right there as the Raptors get the win, tying a franchise high for wins with 56, and the meter still running, Sherm.
And I like the fact that this was a complete team effort. The bench came in and did what they do. The Raptors got good production from the front court. Everybody just kind of played their role against a Celtics team that was going to test how tough you were mentally, how tough you were physically. This was a good bounce-back win after that loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night.
So the Raptors get the win. Stay tuned for the postgame and your chance to win two tickets to the All-Canadian game, the BioSteel game, next Monday, April 9th, right here in Toronto. Listening to the postgame, Wheeler, Watson, and Leuenberg will take you home. The Raptors defeat the Celtics 96-78. For Sherman Hamilton and our engineer on the floor, Steve Eliopoulos, I'm Paul Jones saying goodnight from the Air Canada Center. This has been Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.